Hello guys, what's up?
This is Gian again. Welcome back to Banyo's Thoughts, your daily dose of adventure and happiness. Yay! Sige! Look at my hair. Mahaba na siya, finally. And nandito pa rin sa akin yung aking mahiwagang apple na 3 months na color green pa rin. So papangalan ko na siyang COVID apple. Hanggat masolusyon natin yung COVID, magiging green pa rin daw siya. Oo nga, no? Siguro pag na-discover na yung vaccine, saka siya magiging saka siya magiging brown or mamatay siya. But ewan ko, color green pa rin. As in, super green pa rin niya. Anyway, today, I like to, may naisip lang ako. Siguro, I want this episode to be about sharing ideas. And just like a maybe verbalization or actually saying it or recording it out loud or journaling it, some of the ideas or one of the ideas that I have. Kasi I've been trying to research on how come we don't have, okay, diba sikat na sikat ngayon yung mga K-pop, puro K-drama, tapos ngayon may Thailand, and then, yeah, yung mga boy love Thailand stories, tapos may K-drama, K-pop, I mean, I think it's practically the Filipinos or at least sa Pilipinas masyado tayong naka parang over, ewan ko, siguro dahil sa nakikita ko lang sa feed ko or anything, but puro mga Korean stuff or but hindi, konti lang yung mga Pinoy. I mean it's not, we don't have, I mean, there's so many Filipino talents and there's so many, I mean, creative Filipinos as well. Mas inisip ko, wala tayong Filipino site that shares Filipino novels, Filipino comics, that we can be very proud of, na pwedeng i-share as well. Kasi lagi ko nababasa, I mean, or the ones that I'm very familiar with is called Web Novel. It's actually it's an app where you can actually read you can read different kinds of stories from different authors from all over the world. So chinek ko, kasi I've been trying to figure out, oh, baka meron, magsisin mag-research ako, baka meron kayang web novel or meron kaya tayong novel na dedicated just for Filipinos or Filipino authors who write. Kasi here's my mindset. I think the reason why we are, or many Filipinos, kasi last night, okay, going back, dami ko naisip, no? Halo-halo na. Last night kasi I was trying to research on if we do have Filipino writers, authors who are popular outside of the country, whether they're actresses or actors that are residing in different countries. And then I saw nga, this is one girl, she became very popular sa South Korea because she's been starring in some of the shows as a supporting character in many of the Korean movies or plays or some Korean dramas, etc. And so naisip ko ngayon, oh, what, parang we're bombarded, ako personally lang sa akin, so papansin ko lang, it's just my observation. Now we're my feed is bombarded with that. Maybe because that's my personal interest, but maybe because of the AI. But I noticed that when I look at the conversations of friends and in social media, it's mostly they always link yung mga famous K-pop artists like BTS, EXO, or mga Twice or ITZY, and puro mga Korean. And then I realize that entertainment really shapes the way we, you know, the way we view things in a particular country. Now, what if? Because I think that's the reason why, siguro, they're masyadong popular yung K-drama and because it's always out there, bombarded. But what if Filipinos do the same thing? Kaya ba natin, or are we capable of doing that, or are there enough content for doing that? So kaya nag-research ako, are there any Filipino authors that are actually writing about, you know, really nice content or stories that they share online. And I'm sure there are, but wala akong nakita. Ang nakita ko lang is yung webnovel.com, where there is only like 2 or 3 authors na Filipinos. And well, nakita ko naman yung rating nila for their reviews ng mga kanilang mga articles or mga stories nila, nasa 4.5, 4.2, ganyan. But it's some of them, one of them is actually may pagka Chinese influence and may pagka love story din na fantasy type. So I was like, what if we come up with something of our own? So naisip ko gumawa ng sarili natin. Naisip ko lang na how can I encourage people, or how can I encourage writers to write about things that are very own, no? Kasi I think we have so much. And like I was searching for in Facebook about yung mga Filipino myths. Wait, sana hanapin natin. Hindi ko mahanap eh. Basta something about Philippine folklores or something like that. Philippine folklores. Wala akong folklore stories. Tama ba? Ito, here. Philippine Tales. There's this one page in Facebook. It's called Philippine Tales, Anthology of Philippine Folklore and Mythology. So, ito ba yun? Hindi, dito yun. Sorry, mali pala ako. ito pala, mali pala ako. The Spirits of the Philippine Archipelago. I actually follow this page. That's the reason why hinahanap akong mga... look here. Maybe I'll do a screenshot in the descriptions and stuff. But may mga historical references sila. Like, for example, here, there is a creature called Kuraret, ang web pronunciation, Kuraret. Kuraret lumbers along with an iron cart full of victim skulls. It eats people's souls by beheading the victims. It also passes by the village and enters the house of those who failed to keep silent while it passed by the residence. I don't know what it means, baka may historically may ibig sabihin ito. Sinabi dito, uy, Tagalog nga. Meron nga. Parang may story. Ay, may story siya. Sorry, masyado ako masa malalim ng Tagalog. Okay ito ah. Meron nga. Sige, babasahin ko ito mamaya. So, Filipino mythology. So, naisip ko lang, what if we come up with something like this? Like, we combine, we ask writers to write stories about it and then put it online and come up with our own version. Let's say, we can call it Alamat, web novel. Alamat means legend. And then, from there, we can start off, syempre, share lang na ideas. No? There, we can start off growing the fan base and then slowly incorporating, you know, cultural things about human values in the storyline, where it can influence the way we perceive, the way we act in society. Kasi napansin ko lang, like, dami kong ideas, no? Yung, for example, yung sa Korea, napansin ko, like, recycling parang subtly, pinapakita nila sa mga shows nila. Like, pag may naglalabas ng basura, sineseparate nila lahat into biodegradable, non-biodegradable, things that you can recycle, and stuff like that. So parang sa kalabas-labas man ng ganun content sa in videos, TV series, in movies, in whatever, webtoon, comics, the mindset eventually of the readers is like probably subtly na influence ka rin na to start doing the same thing. Now I understand why broadcasting networks have a lot of influence over how we think in society. I mean, hindi man ako, hindi ko lang siya siguro ngayon, that siguro naintindihan ko siya, pero ngayon ko lang siya naintindihan in that level na ang laki pala ng influence ng tao or ng broadcasting networks or I don't know, yung malaking reach na mga companies to influence the way we think in society. So, inisip ko lang, now what if we come up with something at a starting line, something like start off with encouraging authors to write about Philippine stories that are not depressing, kasi napansin ko lang, lahat ng mga movies or karamihan ng mga nananalo ng mga movies natin ay medyo masyadong mabigat. Ewan ko, siguro. Or maybe hindi lang masyadong exposed sa mga iba't ibang movies na ginawa natin or series, whatever. But napansin ko lang na yung may mga parang maraming hugot sa buhay. Tapos laging pictures ng mga background scenes is like yung squatter areas and parang yun ang nagiging sikat. Again, baka mali lang exposure, konti lang exposure ko sa ganyan, pero yun ang napapansin ko lang. But what if we focus on the positive side of things, the things that are beautiful instead, and the stories that are deep and warm and comforting, and it livens the human spirit. Yesterday, I sent a message to Leia, and because I saw, I don't know if you're familiar with the page called Becoming Filipino, si Kulas. He actually greeted me for my birthday before. I'm so glad. Care of Isang. And yung sa post niya is that tinanong sa kanya ng isang follower niya that does he have a Filipino passport, and then he said such beautiful things about the Philippines, that how resilient we are, and that his being a Canadian living in the Philippines for, I don't know, 7 years already made him realize that despite all the corruption, despite all the, you know, the bad things that happened to our country, madami pa rin daw siyang nakitang mas lamang pa rin yung magaganda. Mas lamang pa rin yung Pinoy daw. Ang hindi mo matatanggal talaga sa kanya is despite the difficulties, they're able to smile. And they're able to laugh, and they're able to move forward easily. Ganun ka-resilient sila. And in fact, hindi lang siya yung nagsabi nun. One of our road trippers friend, who's actually one of the expats of the Austrian embassy here in the Philippines, she also said the same thing. She said, you know, if this happened in Europe, like let's say nagkaroon ng earthquake or nagkaroon ng that time nag-usap kami about nagtaal, nag-erupt yung Taal, it would have been like a doom and gloom kind of scenario for many of them. Like they'll be so disheartened, they'll be so depressed and everything like that. But for the Filipinos, maybe one day they'll feel like that, and then the next day they'll feel like, okay, we can move on. Kaya nga napansin ko nga may isang post, tawang-tawa ko, na it says like, mga sis, yung pag-reaction ng mga tao about COVID-19, and then sa Pinoy daw, sa Pinoy, oh sis, pwede na kayo bumili ng ganito, pwede kayo bumili ng ganyan, pwede kayo bumili ng ganito. So, naisip ko nga, ganun talaga ka resilient ang Pinoy, that they resilient to take advantage. Pero nakakatuwa lang na ganun sila kabilis mag-move on. I mean, mag-shift ng mindset. Sana ganun din ako, no? Iniisip ko rin ng ganun. Anyway, kaya naisip ko na what if there is a platform for us, for Filipinos, to actually start telling stories that are positive in nature, that are inspiring in nature, and then we convert that into comics, webtoons or Filipino comics, and then we convert that into Filipino series, and then we convert that into Filipino movies, and then we promote it all over the world, that it becomes like how the Koreans did it. I think the Koreans did it that way. They influence society because of the entertainment. I mean, the entertainment played a big, big part of how now people view South Korea as like, mga parang gugwapo at lahat nagaganda ng mga tao doon, ganyan, etc., etc. So yun ang naisip ko lang. Now, what if we can do that? What if we actually have, you know, you put the resources in aiming to do that, na coming out, starting from, you know, hosting our artists and writers to create stories that are Filipino made. You know, it can be a different story. It can be about fantasy, love story, drama, horror, whatever. But it's something about the one who created this Filipinos. Like, it's a platform for them. And then encourage writer or artists to start converting that into comics. Kung may manga, may manhwa, mga ganyan type, may mga, bakit tayo wala? I mean, considering na karamihan ng mga artists na gumagawa sa Disney, Pixar, are some of them are the best talents are Filipinos. Well, excited lang ako kasi what if we get to do that? What if we can jumpstart something that na we encourage and then put, you know, over maybe in a decade time? I wonder how it, kung mag-time travel tayo, I wonder what it would be like in the future seeing if we manage to progress and influence society through that. Kasi ako personally, One Piece is, for those of what One Piece is a manga, it's made by Oda. It's a Japanese manga. So it's made by Oda and it's been like, I don't know, 20 years na ba? 20 years na yata yung One Piece. But dude, it's my all-time favorite manga, like, ever. You know, no one can ever replace One Piece. In my world, One Piece is like the pinnacle of every. Why? Because so relatable yung characters. I love Luffy a lot. Luffy is like my, kumbaga, if there's an idol, siya yung idol ko. Kung magkaroon ako ng fan, parang may fangirling or fangirling, fanboying ba tawag doon? Basta kung fan ka, extreme fanatic ka, I would be an extreme fanatic of Luffy. If Luffy was a real person, I'd be like, wala na. Why? Because the personality, you can easily relate, simple lang yung mindset, tapos such an inspiration, love, pag adventure sila, it's the person who loves life a lot and loves friends and loves food, loves adventure. So kaya para sa akin si Luffy is like top. Anyway, what if we have something like that? Like ganun talaga, ganun ng mga tao, ganun ng mga Pinoy na makagawa ng something like that, na we can share that platform, influence people, write stories about that, so that we don't have to focus too much on Korean stuff or whatever other countries. We can focus. I mean, there's nothing wrong with doing that, but at least we have something of our own and we're really, really proud of. Kausap ko nga, I mean, nag-message ako kay Antoinette Hadaone. Yung gumawa ng thing called Tadhana sa Instagram. Dinim ko siya. Madam, paano ba magano? Paano kung gumawa ng story? Kasi gusto ko nang simulan, so I started writing din. Pero mahinahirapan ako. Tinanong ko sa kanya, do you have to write in pure English or do you have to write in pure Tagalog? Because I'm really weak. I really want to tell the story in English. But feeling ko, I really want to tell the story in Tagalog, but I'm really weak in Tagalog. So do you get a translator to do that? And then she said, you know, write what you're most comfortable with. If it's Taglish, you write in Taglish. That's what you can express better there, then it's there. Uy, sumagot siya. Sabi ko, gusto ko screenshot. But yeah, that's how I feel like, you know, if we can have something like that. So, I started out, binili ko yung alamat.ph na domain. So, binili ko na siya, at ginawa ko siya nga kay, now, since I'm thinking about more and more now about maybe we can start out. I can jumpstart it out and use my influence to encourage writers and to support putting content. But I'm just figuring it out how. So pinag-aaralan ko ngayon yung web novel, how they do it. So hindi naman kakompetensyahin ko sila, but just to start, get the ball rolling lang for us to start writing and start coming out with our own version of it. And then, you know, who knows, you know? Kasi I attended yung Comic-Con dito sa Philippines. Dude, grabe, aling ang gagaling ng mga artists natin. Talagang, hands down, we have so much talent. naawa lang ako. Hindi naman naawa, parang hinahinayin lang ako na kung meron lang akong 1 billion pesos or whatever, or 1 billion dollars, whatever. Kung meron akong pera na marami, I would have really created that, we'll create an institution or academy just to, you know, fund all of these people. And then encourage people to start, you know, encourage writers, creative artists to start doing things and not worry about money at all, but just to execute their talent to the maximum degree so that the world sees it. I mean, we're not just a country that, you know, nice beaches and nice mountains and nice like this. We're also a country full of talent, creativity, and how much we can change the mindset of Filipinos and even foreigners about who we are as a nation. Kahit na English ako ng English, that's more I'm comfortable with. Okay lang, I'm dugong Pinoy pa rin. But yun ang sinasabi ko lang, gusto ko lang i-share, and syempre napaka-emphatic ko ngayon magkwento. But yeah, hope people, whoever's listening to this, if you want to collab with me, let's work out something. I already bought the domain name. Kailangan ko na ng hosting site to put all of that. I know, you know, it's just all the nitty-gritty stuff. But yeah, so yun. And thank you very much for listening to this episode, Banyo Thoughts episode. Yun yung mga banyo thoughts talaga na naisip mo talaga sa banyo habang nagbanyo ka. I mean, hindi ka na lang necessarily nagpo-poops or hindi ka na niligo ka rin minsan. So, may miss ko, oh, nga, no, bakit walang ganito? Bakit walang ganyan? Anyway, so yun. Naisip ko lang yan. Gusto ko lang i-share sa inyo. And I hope you guys will, you know, if you have any suggestions or ideas, feel free to DM me, message me in Banyo Thoughts by Gian and Facebook. Yeah, so yun. Thank you very much for listening, and I hope you guys have a good day. Nagagalaw ko na naman yung camera. And say bye-bye, Apple. Bye, Apple! Hang 3 months na tayo. Anyway, see you guys. Bye-bye!